for as long as we don't address the issue of political legitimacy, we are going to be facing the kind of problems that we are facing. What we want done as the MDC is for this government to accept that it is illegitimate and then to proceed to put up structures that will enable Zimbabwe to hold free and fair elections.
Mr. Ngwenya, let me have you come in there with your response on what Mr. Gutu is saying.
You see, the reason why the MDC sank very fast into extinction, not only oblivion, but extinction, is because it has people masquerading as officials who utter such shameful statements. How can an illegitimate president be allowed to chair subjects? How can an illegitimate president be elected to chair the AU? How can an illegitimate president be sent delegation to by EU, by USA, by all these countries that are busy sending delegates to? That is the reason, and that is the problem that we have in Zimbabwe. We have people who are so ambitious and are so selfish that they forget effects on the ground.
Mr. Gutu, the question on many's mind is the move by the MDC to not participate in by-elections that just passed last week. But what are the ramifications of this if you are looking for free and fair elections, but then also saying that ZANU-PF is failing to provide them?
What we are simply doing as the MDC is to exert pressure on the illegitimate ZANU-PF administration to ensure that at the end of the day, they will carry out electoral reform that will even up the playing field. We are talking here of media reform. We are talking here of legislative reform, and we are even talking of political reform.
Mr. Ngwenya, do you or does ZANU-PF acknowledge this pressure? Because although the MDC not participating in elections as of now plays to the advantage of ZANU-PF, it still begs the question of the issues that are going on politically in the country.
Well, Mr. Gutu knows very well that is mere rhetoric. How can you now talk forms when the almost similar conditions that prevailed in 2013 when they were trounced in the elections, they participated under the same similar circumstances. He's trying to hide behind the finger and is ashamed to tell the people that MDC is bankrupt because of corruption and because of Mr. Tsvangirai's hanging on to power, even when the few people in that party that constitute that party want him out, because he has shown very well that he cannot do anything positive for this country. ZANU-PF is, in fact, under no pressure because it's business as usual. When elections are called for by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZANU-PF participates in those elections and they win resoundingly.
Mr. Gutu, moving forward, looking at the political landscape in Zimbabwe, but then also at the prevailing conditions of the economy.
What we are looking and calling for is the MDC, as the country's largest and most popular political party, is to have the regime of Robert Mugabe accept that they are illegitimate, one, and to have immediately a situation where free and fair elections that are going to be supervised by the static, by the AU, and even by the United Nations held.
Mr. Ngwenya, let me end with you. The question of politics in Zimbabwe.
Looking at what is perhaps holding the country together, Zimbabwe, is because ZANU-PF has been consistently using facts to point out to the people of Zimbabwe that we need to unite, and ZANU-PF has exposed the enemy, and people have realized that, and going forward, yes, it is very important that we maintain the unity called upon by our leaders, especially President Mugabe.